Okay, that is the next episode. Dre there, 102.7 Kiss FM. We're bringing in Penn Badgley. Penn, it's Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Good to see you. I'm doing well, thanks. I was just watching some of your most popular TikToks here.
I have a whole seven of them to choose from.
Well, the anti-hero one is very good. I like that one.
Yeah,
I don't know whose apartment you're in, but I like the whole vibe.
That is Sophie and David Ansari, who are my co-hosts and producer on my podcast.
So that's where you are.
That's where we're doing that, out in L.A. I live in New York.
Got it. Well, it's great to have you on. Congratulations on all the success. We are having a big debate about you because I have watched season one, okay?
Yeah.
And then I have to admit that I didn't finish season two.
Totally fair.
But everybody has then in my life started saying, have you seen you? Have you seen you? And I don't know if I can't jump ahead, can I? I can't just start with a new season. Would that be detrimental to my experience?
Look, I'm going to go ahead and say try. If you are reflective of any of your listeners, I would say if you don't want to catch up, you could try. You could try because, by the way, at the beginning of every season, almost every episode.
It's a recap, right?
It's like and we do special recaps. I have re-recorded recaps almost as many times as I've. we're a recap dependent show because a lot happens. So I would say you could jump in. I would say probably you could jump in.
Okay, because I really am, and it's something that we can all talk about because we're at different stages of the series here. But Penn, it is interesting to talk about the recap. I think whoever edits the recap is these are genius people on the planet that can put together seasons by lines. Mm-hmm.
Very much. No, I mean, the only thing I think you're losing is season four is a legitimate departure. I mean, it's even a bit of a different genre. It's in this whodunit. I mean, so parts one and two are very different. And, you know, I can't spoil anything.
I know.
Obviously.
People get very upset.
But there is enough of a departure that I think the only thing that you wouldn't be getting, really, is just an appreciation for, like, how it feels different. You know what I mean? That's really it. Everything else you can be caught up on.
Now, Penn Badgley is here. I want you to meet Tanya. Tanya, also, she has another issue, which is she can't separate, like, fiction from reality. So she knows you're Penn Badgley, but she can't separate you from the character.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I can help you with that.
No, it's really weird because your character is, like, truly terrifying me, like truly terrifies me, but I'm so obsessed with you, like you, Penn Badgley. So it's like this weird thing going on where I'm like obsessed with you, but I'm also terrified of you at the same time.
It's like you are Beck and Joe at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, basically, yes.
You're in your own glass box.
Correct.
The glass
box.
It's
a weird place to be, let me tell you.
I think all this, though, meant to be complimentary because you do such a great job on this series and in this role. What has it meant to you to see the success of it and then the continued loyalty and growth of the viewership?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely tapped into something. I guess that's what I trust. You know, I've been pretty vocal about the reasons that playing Joe is difficult and, you know, why I wasn't initially sure I wanted to take the role. But I think over time, what I've seen is like, wow, there's something really worthwhile here. I mean, when I wasn't sure if I wanted to take the role, the question I asked Greg Berlanti, the co-creator, along with Sarah Gamble, but I was just having a conversation with him. At this point, I talked to Sarah. I felt like I understood it all, but I just wasn't sure. And he was referring to the thing as a love story. And I stopped him and I was like, man, well, okay, I don't think this is a love story, but assuming it is, what is it saying about love? And he took this perfect dramatic pause and he said, I don't know, but I think we'll discover that together. You know, to some degree, I think that really has played out and it's been that same thing with the show. Like, some people think of it as a cautionary tale or something, and they really focus on the social media aspect and think it and feel like it makes them, you know, God forbid, like more paranoid and suspicious, all this stuff. Some people think of it as like I've heard people who are in the realm of psychology saying they like to watch a show and try and figure out every possible diagnosis a Joe could have. I don't think it's as much those things as much as it is a it is an exploration of the way we think of love and tell stories around love. Because if you take Joe as an archetype, he really is, he's kind of like every man you've seen before in a way. That's what he is. And he's following a lot of the same logic of the ideas of love and specifically relationship that we've seen before, but you realize, oh, that's not really an exchange. That's not two people having autonomy. That's one person objectifying another, and relegating themselves to, you know, discontent. But this is the challenge we have in like relationships, legitimately. So I like that.
Penn Badgley with us. So do you find that when you're out in the wild, you know, in public, that people are asking all kinds of questions and want you to explain things?
Actually, no. No. I feel like I get a lot of, you! Or, or, you know, like the general sort of, like, fandom thing, which can range anywhere from complimentary to really strange. Lot of questions in that way. That would be kind of interesting. I like that idea.
I mean, you give some thoughtful insight to it. All right, you can watch part one of season four of You streaming on Netflix tomorrow, and part two on March 9th. There's so many things we could say about what's happened so far, but that would just upset too many people. And by the way, your podcast, Pod Crushed, congratulations. We're looking at the numbers there. That's doing really well.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, it's pretty interesting. We're entering into season two shortly. We're recording for that. And I mean, you know what's cool is that everybody has a middle school story. Everybody has one that ranges anywhere from sort of fun. Sometimes it can be quite deep and almost tragic, but it's a time of life that everybody can recall with usually some kind of pain and cringe, and you know, and there, those stories are a portal to all different kinds of conversation with our guests. So it's a fun ride for the time being.
Yeah, I think you're looking at two people that had some middle school struggles, right, that will live with us forever.
100%.
Congratulations, Penn Badgley. Check it all out on Netflix tomorrow, part two, March 9th. Penn, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Coming back in the 323 KISS FM.